Okay, so I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for popping on the call tonight. And I also wanted to say thanks for buying Finding Peace in an Out of Control World. And I hope that you've really been enjoying it. And that's one of the things that I really want to stress, is that it is about enjoying the book and enjoying the exercises and the whole process. It's not about rushing through it. I know that we have a tendency, especially if it is a book that's designed like I intended to design this, in that it's an easy read, that we want to just get through it. But if we take a little time, especially on any of the exercises that may have really caused us to think or reevaluate our perspective, let it kind of sink in a little bit for you. And there's no schedule that you have to get through. You kind of handle it as it feels right for you. And that's going to be different for everybody. You want to remember that we all have gotten to this place and time in our own manner. So the other great thing is we've all gotten to this place and time in our own manner. We all have a unique, different journey that we are meant to take. We're all prepared for our own journey. And this book is designed to help you to kind of uncover that and uncover your true self, so that regardless of what you're going through, the journey that you've had, the journey ahead, you can be in that present time and really enjoy life. Now, one of the things that I also wanted to stress is in the book, you probably see, if you've gotten through quite a bit of it, or if you've even only gotten through a few of the chapters, I refer to peace quite often and also complement it or accompany it with joy and passion. And the reason for that is because my perspective on peace is, and really experiencing true peace to me involves really fully experiencing life. And to me, that's not without conflict only or being in harmony, but it's also really feeling joy and also passion for life. So that's why that's in that manner. And just to give you a little background on why this came about and what it is and how I even came up with this idea, I've had a number of individuals over quite a long period of time either tell me that just being in my presence, they seem to feel more at peace. Or those individuals who ask me, how do you always stay at peace? How do you always seem to be so peaceful? And it's not to say that nothing ever bothers me, because that's, you know, I'm human. But I do seem to kind of get back at that level or that balance a little bit easier. So I meditated on it. And I really went through the process that my body started kind of taking me through naturally. And that was through many years of studies, a lot of different holistic modalities. And I took my background in teaching, and I made exercises and lesson plans, and I said, okay, this cannot be strictly academic. Nobody wants to feel like they're learning. We want to have a lot of fun while we're doing this. And I think that that was so important to me, is that I wanted it to be something that, had I started my journey and was looking for the right book to either get me to the next level or to give me a good start, I wanted to know what I would enjoy. And that's what I came up with. I came up with these exercises that are not meant to make you feel like you're working or that you're trying to do something, but yet it's a discovery process, and that really, when you go through them, it gives you a new appreciation for yourself and your life. And that's really the intention. And as you go through them, I hope that you see that too. You will also notice that as you go through the book, none of the individuals actually seem to coincide with one another in terms of the exercises. And that's because I compiled many different people's answers. I wanted men and women to be able to relate to it, and I wanted people in any along any part of their journey to be able to really relate to those that filled out their exercises and were willing to share them. So, yes, you will see that some are men, some are women, some seem very adventurous, some seem very caring. So all of them are going to be individuals who are interested in spiritual studies, obviously, and finding peace. However, there is quite a variety. So as you're going through this, many of you will also find that there may be times when the exercises seem more challenging, and sometimes you'll just get it. It'll feel like it's review for you. If it feels like review, I hope you have fun with it, but if it feels like it's more challenging, take that time, allow it to digest, allow it to kind of sink in, and you'll find that it gives you that new perspective that you're looking for. Now, uncovering the information absolutely can be a fun process for you, and that's what I intended it to be. If you are going through the process and you have a friend that you think may enjoy this, have them join with you. Have them meet alongside you in the members only section. And if you don't have a friend that is really on that spiritual journey and really shares in these interests with you, the members only section of my website is intended for you to have support to share positive experiences along the way. So right now I notice that, you know, people may go in, go out, kind of take advantage of the meditation, download it, and kind of go out. Now, as you get along and you're reading the book, I encourage you, go ahead. You can post. I've posted a couple postings, but the other great thing that I want you to do, and if it gets to the point where there are a number of posts, I will do side rooms, I'll do chat rooms, I'll do whatever the group needs, but post that you are interested in having a book club online. Isn't it great to be able to be in your house, not leave? If Wednesday nights work for you at this time and you want to meet other people and set it up through the members only section, put a post up. And you don't have to be there. You can go in and check it later. See if there's other people that may feel the same way, that want to share experiences and want to chat about the chapters with you. Now, that does not mean that you all have to be at the same stage. It's okay not to be. But you will find that there are going to be a number of people that just kind of seem to be going along about it at the same rate. And if you find that that's the case, join, you know, kind of have an online book club if you like. I do pop into that members-only section from time to time. I just want to make sure there aren't questions that people posted, or I kind of like to make sure that everything is in a positive manner. So please try to keep it positive so that we are encouraging one another, too. It's real important. I know that you will all be experiencing a number of positive changes in your life, and as you are able to overcome obstacles that maybe you didn't think that you could in the past, please, I encourage you to share those. So that's what that is for. I will be posting this teleseminar in there so that you can go and read it. We'll later have a guided meditation so you can download that. And once a month, or maybe even more often, I'll also post other guided meditations and other tools that might be helpful for you. So please, I encourage you to really take advantage of that. It is there for you. And if you are going through the process and you decide that it's a little bit more difficult than you expected, please reach out, get professional help if you do need it. But it's just encouraged to remember, have fun, take the time that you need, be patient with yourself. Most often, if you uncover something that you'd like to adjust or change in your life, you've been acting in a different manner because it's kind of become habit. So you're going to be instilling new habits into your life, and that can take time, or for some individuals, it really may take root quite quickly. You all know, you know, your past habits, and it can be difficult for some of us to make changes. It can be easier. And as you begin to make positive changes in your life, you're going to find that new positive changes happen more rapidly. So that's a fun thing to see unfold. And understand that we are all a work in progress, but you should never feel like you're actually working. And what I mean by that is, if you feel like this book, like exercises, like your spiritual journey in any form is work, you're delving into it and you're making it too hard, because it should be fun. It should flow. When you're actually in the process, when you're actually allowing your life to unfold, it begins to flow. So meditation is a great way to kind of ease that, relaxation, take a hot bath, do things that you really love that really nurture you. Listen to great music, take walks outside. I know this weather, if you're on this side of the globe, it's not so great for long walks. But when you bundle up and you enjoy nature, it's still beautiful. And if at all possible, really resist the urge to do exercises out of order unless you really feel that there's something that you're being guided that you need to work on right now and you see that exercise. Otherwise, I did come up with those exercises in order to really take you through the process in a manner that makes sense. So if you can take them in order, I did hear feedback from some people that they were kind of reading through the book first, then they were going to go through the exercises. If that makes you more comfortable, please feel free. This is your guidebook, and it's really a guidebook to kind of help you, asking you the questions to uncover what you need to know. Now, in the book, over and over, I state that I don't have all the answers, but what I do have is I have achieved somewhat of that level that people are looking for, and that's a peaceful life. And like I said, that's not to say that I never get upset, but I'm able to kind of get back to that more balanced, peaceful state quicker. And when you're able to do that, you are able to bounce back quicker. So as you go through these exercises, what you're going to find is you will also start experiencing that because you're instilling that process into your life. Now, you will be going differently because it'll be more through processes, exercises that are uncovering the information that are within you. The information is going to be different for each of you, though. The information that you uncover in these exercises are answers that are going to lead you to finding your true self. And that's going to be different for everybody. And that's what's so amazing is that you are all going to see yourselves as unique individuals, but also sharing in a spiritual journey together, because hopefully you'll develop relationships where you can appreciate each other along your journeys too, because it's really what life is about. So my intention with those exercises is not to tell you who you are, what you should be, because that's really for you to uncover. But I ask you the right questions to help you to find those answers within yourself. And I give you the tools for you to also be able to make changes and to navigate if your life changes or if you begin to change and to grow throughout life. So these are going to be tools that you're going to use for the rest of your life if they work for you. And that's the tool. That's key too, because everything may not work for you, and that's okay. So as you make those positive changes, expect that your life will continue to change in a positive manner, and not only in the manner that you intended. So perhaps you may say, I'm seeking peace in my work life. Well, don't be surprised if your home life is even that much more fabulous. Or don't be surprised if you don't have other positive changes in your health as a result of the positive changes in your life. Because the thing that we will learn is that we are, if you did not know, and I'm sure that you do know, we are mind, body, spirit combined, and our life is all connected as well. So our home life and our work life are not separate, and our friendships are not separate from our work life. And what we're doing in this process is we're creating balance in our life, and we're creating harmony in our life by creating that balance. So you're going to begin to start to pay attention to what your gut is telling you, that those gut feelings, or what those things that come into your mind, those nagging feelings that you think over and over, and you're thinking, yeah, I thought that. And I'm not saying every nagging feeling, every gut feeling, you're going to jump on it. I'm saying those positive reminders that just kind of pop in your head over and over again, you're going to start to pay attention to them. Now, as you start to pay attention to those things, there's a number of different tools that you can use above and beyond what's suggested in the book. Some of you may decide that you want to write in a journal, record what you have experienced as a side effect of the process. We can't really determine exactly what you will or will not, what will or will not happen in your life, because, like I said, we all experience our lives uniquely as individuals, and we all will experience our lives very uniquely ahead. Or we all have our own unique purpose. So with that in mind, what we really want to do is just remember that our own gut feelings, our own reminders mean something. And as you write them down, you're going to see what they mean, those positive reminders. So like I said, if it feels like work, you're trying a little bit too hard, so just kind of relax. Breathe. I speak a lot about meditation. That's one of the first chapters in the book. And when I speak about meditation, you know, when I first started meditating, one of my teachers said, you must learn. And the word must doesn't feel right to me. I don't like rules. I don't like anyone telling me I have to do anything. But meditation is one of the strongest tools to assist you in your spiritual journey, in helping you to kind of bounce back, to reset, to create balance. So it is an amazing tool. And it's also a practice that overlaps in just about every holistic modality that I have practiced over, I've been studying over a decade, and just about every single one of them that I have studied, that is something that's a common thread within them. And so we are going to talk a little bit later about how to get to that place of stillness, because it's not about forcing ourselves to it, and it's not about making ourselves get into it, because I think that that's sometimes the difficulty for many of us, is just being able to just be, because we are kind of in that fast-paced lifestyle or fast-paced part of the world. If we are here on the East Coast, we walk fast, we talk fast, we get places fast, we're driving fast on the highways, and we're kind of overbooked. So our bodies are always go, 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 and when we sit down, we're still kind of going, going, going. So to get from that place to a place of stillness, sometimes at first can seem unnatural, but I want to remind you that it's very natural. And I have a great workshop that I do during lunches for executives sometimes, and it's called Meditation Made Simple. And I actually teach people in 10 minutes how to meditate. So I'm going to use that process for you a little bit later and kind of help you out with that, because I think you'll find that when you just allow your body to do what it really does know how to do quite naturally, that it allows the rest of what you want to do to unfold. Because when we are able to get to that place of stillness, either through meditation or through quieting our mind, whether it be through going for a quiet walk or just listening to soft music, we're able to kind of reset ourselves and really get in touch with ourselves a little bit easier. So another important point that I wanted to remind you is the exercises that are in the book. Like, for example, the bucket list. I have an exercise having you determine a bucket list. And there are other exercises as well throughout. They're a way of reminding you who you are on the inside if you've forgotten, like many people do. But they're also a way of you kind of adding passion in your life. And I know I talk a lot about passion, but without craziness in your life does not always mean that you're living life to the fullest. To me, I love life, and I think that it is an absolute gift, and I think that we need to embrace it and fully enjoy each moment for what it's meant. And I hope that you're fully enjoying these moments as well. So if you are not really feeling like you're an active participant in your life, and if you can't really get your head around being grateful for what you have in your life at this moment, I find that exercises like a simple bucket list, when you compile it with positive things that you've always wanted to do but maybe never taken that step to do any of them. First, you're uncovering who you are if you've forgotten, because sometimes we even forget what we'd like to do or what we have a passion for. But the other aspect of that is that we don't just want to do these exercises, put them aside, and never look at them. If we take them and even choose one thing, one item, one positive item off that list, what it does is it adds excitement. It adds that passion into our life. It gives us something to work for, to strive for. It takes us out of the normalcy of our lives. And when we allow ourselves to truly experience our lives, you'll find that you're experiencing it on a whole new level. So just remember that as you're going through those exercises. So resist any temptation that you might have to compare yourself with anybody else as well. I know I set up the members-only section to kind of allow you to support one another and also to allow me to give you some support because, like I said, I do check into that. But when we get into a group setting, we can sometimes compare ourselves and think, well, I'm not as far along or I'm not there yet. And, well, first of all, we can't ever know what someone else is fully experiencing. But we also, when we put judgment on ourselves, we're really not allowing ourselves to grow. We're stifling ourselves. And so just be gentle with yourself. We cannot ever imagine what anyone else is experiencing, so don't even try. Don't even try to compare yourself because we can't see the whole book. So really, just enjoy the process. We each have, like I said, had our own unique experiences. We do. And the great thing is, as you go through this process, and as you go through chapter by chapter, and especially as you get to those exercises, you're going to notice that the exercises are shaded in. And I did that for a reason. They're shaded in so that you know that it's a call to action. It's an exercise for you to do, to take note of. And you'll also notice that there are areas of the book that are kind of highlighted out. They have squiggly lines around them. Those are just tips for you to kind of be able to see. It makes it stand out in the book so that you can find them later a little bit easier. So even if you kind of fall into that trap, and we all can do that along the journey, and you want to compare yourself, do be kind to yourself, do be patient with yourself, and just know that each exercise, each chapter, even if it doesn't feel like it in that moment, it's bringing you one step closer to uncovering your true self and living the life that you're really intending by buying this book. And that's a life of peace. But a life of peace in the definition that I mean it. And I hope that's okay, because my intention is for you to live peacefully, but also passionately and joyfully. So with that in mind, because I did mention that meditation is so very important, I want to give you a little bit of an introduction of how to meditate. And I do have it broken down in the book in chapter 2 to show you the process. But I also want to kind of guide you through that so that you can hear the process. And I think it might make it a little bit easier for you. So get in a kind of comfortable position for you. And if you want soft music on in the background, I've gone ahead and I've muted so no one else will hear it but you. And just take a little bit of time to just relax and get yourself in a position that you can sit for a little period of time or lie for a period of time. And when we meditate, most often, it's best if we can sit with our spine in alignment. But if that's not comfortable for you, that's okay. You're going to adjust your position so that you can be comfortable. So if that means lying down, go ahead and lie down. But if you can sit with your spine in alignment, go ahead and do that. Now, I mentioned a process where I said just simply relax from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to walk you through that process. And I'm also going to encourage you to just let anything that comes to your mind that's not necessary at this moment to either float away like a balloon up in the sky or to wash away as if it's words and sand on a beach or to drift away like a leaf down a babbling brook. Anything that works for you, or you can use your own if you like. Okay. So just to begin, you can either close your eyes or you can keep them open. You can play around with it if you want to start out and see what works better for you. You're just going to focus on your breathing. Focus on the rhythm and expansion of your chest. And just allow each breath to just further relax you. We're going to focus on relaxing each part of your body because, as I mentioned, first you want to relax your body so that you can then relax your mind. So relaxing the top of your head. And allowing that relaxation to go to your forehead. Relax your eyes. Relax your cheeks. Make sure your teeth are not clenched. And just make sure you're breathing. Relax your chin. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Breathe. Your upper arm. Relax your elbows. Relax your lower arms. Relax your wrists. Relax your hands all the way down to the tips of your fingers. Breathe. Relax your upper back. Relax the middle of your back. Allow that relaxation to go all the way down to your lower back. Breathe. Relax your chest.
relax your stomach. Relax your hips. Relax your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your ankles. Relax your feet all the way down to the tips of your toes. Now relax your whole body. Breathe. Now if any of your body doesn't feel completely relaxed, just breathe into it. And allow it to catch up to those other areas. Now when you're in this more relaxed state, any thoughts come to mind that are not relevant at this time, just allow them to drift away. However it makes sense to you, leaf down a brook, balloon gently floating in the sky. As you continue to relax, you'll find that less and less thoughts come to mind. And when you first get started, you may find that thoughts do come to mind. Just allowing yourself to just be. Now in this more relaxed state, we're going to go on a short journey in a guided meditation. So I'd like you to imagine that you're in a beautiful forest. You can feel the warmth of the sun shining through the trees. Feels familiar to you. Even if it's a place you've never visited before, it feels very welcoming. You'll find that it's surprisingly a gateway to a place that takes you to a place that represents complete safety, security, peacefulness for you. You begin to approach this place of security, peace for you. Going through and past each tree that you pass, you find that it relaxes you a little bit more, a little bit more. Feeling the sun glimmering down, the reflection relaxing you a little bit more, a little bit more. As you come to a beautiful archway, as you see in the distance, just beyond the archway, this place that represents complete safety, security, peacefulness for you, could be a place that you've visited before, could be a place that only exists in your mind, could be a favorite vacation place, really makes no difference. Just allow yourself to step into this place. As you peer around, look around, enjoy the colors, the scenery, each image further relaxing you. Hearing the sounds representative of the safe, secure, peaceful place, each sound relaxing you more and more. Breathing in, you smell the aromas of the safe, secure, peaceful place, the scent relaxing you more. As your body becomes one with this safe, peaceful place, you allow yourself to feel connection with this safe place. In this deeper, more relaxed state, I want you to begin by just concentrating on your inner soul. On that place that represents who you are on the inside. That part of you that guides you through life, that questions there must be more. Part of you that makes you want to buy books to become more peaceful, to become better. The part of you that allows you to love unconditionally, to give, to help others, to strive to be a better person. And the part of you that laughs sometimes until your belly hurts with your friends. That part is right within your heart center, or the center of your chest. And in this more relaxed state, it's much easier to uncover. Some of you may have uncovered it tonight. It's just a little glimpse. And as you sit in that more relaxed state, allow that part of you to connect back to your creator, whoever you believe it to be. Or if you're not sure who it is, just allow your creator to connect to you, to allow you to know of them. Allow a light bridge to connect from your heart to theirs. And what you'll feel is the feeling almost like it's unconditional love, peace, just an overwhelming connection of pure love. And when you're there in that connection, just ask yourself these questions in your mind. And just pay attention to what pops into your mind. What can I do? What can I do to better nourish my mind? Pay attention to any images that come to mind. Any thoughts. Anything that comes to mind. And if you're thinking, I don't know, nothing came to mind, what if you did know? And just pay attention. What can I do to better nourish my soul? finally, what can I do to better nourish my body? In the state of connection, I encourage you to just pay attention to anything that may come to mind that's positive in nature. If there's an obstacle that you may have been experiencing that you may have been thinking about prior to the meditation, pay attention if new insight comes to mind and you can just say thank you and kind of let any tension go. Allow yourself to be in a state of peace. Now finally, while you're in this state of relaxation, peace, I'd like you to set an intention for what you would like to embark on in your life next. And if it's that simple intention of creating peace, finding peace, then that's okay. But set that intention for yourself. And as you set that intention is to have a life where you've found peace, I'd like you to allow yourself to see how that would look, how it would unfold, and what your life would look like. So just allow your mind to wander there. Just let the story tell itself. Allow yourself to see what your life would look like, who would be in it, what you'd be doing, where you would live. Notice how you would feel. And really allow yourself to feel it right in the pit of your stomach and your solar plexus there. And just allow that feeling to resonate throughout your entire body. Just allow yourself to see, feel, experience, hear, and sense that whole experience. Yeah, that's just a glimpse of your life that's right beyond the veil. And for now, knowing that you are only steps away from it. So, in a couple moments, and I'd like you to come on back, and if you have a piece of paper, you can write down any insight that you had. And I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. If you have any questions, I encourage you to go ahead and ask them. So are you guys awake?
Barely. I was definitely starting to doze off.
I hope that's in a good way.
It was in a good way. No, it was. I was very relaxed.
Good.
Yeah.
So I covered a lot in a short amount of time, but I wanted you to kind of know the philosophy behind it, but I also wanted you to understand that it's a process, but once you get it and it's part of you and it's habitual, it's something that if you want it to really be part of you, it will be part of you and how you live your life, regardless of what occurs. So does anyone have any questions, either anything that I mentioned or anything that you kind of uncovered in reading the book that I didn't cover? Is that a big no? Does that mean I'm a good teacher and there are no questions? Mm-hmm. Or does that mean you guys are still in your safe place?
Yeah, it's a lot to digest, you know, to go through, you know, I think, you know, to really think about when you step back and really think about, like, the exercise of each question, you know.
They are designed to make you think.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, you know, when you think about a lot of those questions, you also find that you look at yourself differently.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll uncover maybe aspects of your life that maybe we've forgotten about. So that was the intention of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it can be a lot of fun, too. And I
yeah.
think that it can give you a new appreciation for yourself, because sometimes when we're just kind of going through the motions, we can step away and not have an appreciation for ourselves because we're kind of in that survival mode.
Yeah.
So did you notice that it was kind of set up so that you can find the exercises? Did everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you see those squiggly lines around everything and how that is set up. Those are tips that you can kind of really even just pull out. Those are almost like your cliff notes, if anybody
yeah.
bought. Okay. So if anybody bought cliff notes when they were in high school instead of reading the books, that's what I kind of did for you through there. So that'll set apart. Now, the 21-day action plan in the end, that is putting all of those exercises together and everything that you learned. So do that after you have a chance to allow all this to kind of settle and step in and
mm-hmm.
really kind of make sense. So it doesn't mean that in 21 days from now you should have done this, because this process that I came up with was over a decade until it, you know, I ended up taking studies after studies after studies. I've traveled internationally to study different modalities, and it was piece by piece. So that's why I make it piece by piece. I didn't put titles and modalities because I find that what I do when I study is I take what makes sense to me out of it, because I'm a big let me go home and meditate and see how that sits for me. And that's kind of how I wanted to incorporate it for everybody, is this was my process from many, many years of study. So don't put stress on yourself when you're looking for peace and expect that it has to be overnight. It might be. It might be for some of you. And that's great. That's amazing. But enjoy every moment of the process, because I meant for this to be fun for you.
Yeah.
So
I enjoyed it.
Good. I hope so. And go on to the members only section. Please, 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 if you ask questions, I will be checking in. Make friends with one another. And, you know, if you want to make it a once a week or once a month or once, bi-weekly time where you all kind of share stories, that's great. And, you know, if I can pop on that night, I will. If I can't, you know, understand, I can't always, but I will if I can. So my goal when I wrote this book was not to put it out there and throw it into the wind and say good luck. I really intended for this to give readers exactly what it is that they're looking for, and that's peace. So have fun with it. I hope you have as much fun reading it as I did putting it together. It really is. It was like delivering a baby, but I'm glad that you don't actually carry a baby that long, because it was 7 years in the process. That would have been good. But, yeah, send me emails, send me feedback, and really thank you so much for your support and for reading this and for spending your time with me tonight. And really enjoy this process, because I made it with lots of love.
It's great.
Have a great night, guys.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.